Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the Wikipedia page for Gouldian Finch. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Adamant about it, aren't you, today, Rachel? Well, we have a special guest today, especially because we're reading the Gouldian Finch page. Everybody, please put your hands together for Jay LeBeau. Thank you for coming.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And not only that, he is a seasoned finch keeper and bird enthusiast.
Yeah, been keeping finches on and off since I was 16 in my bedroom, much to the chagrin of my mother and my sister, who lived in the room below me and could hear it all through the vent.
So I have a friend, Karen, who works with the show, and she loves birds, too. In fact, she was one who reached out to you in the first place. And so I imagine that your family felt about you the way I feel about Karen.
Yeah, I think especially my poor wife, when I told her, right now I have an aviary in the backyard with about 75 finches, parrots, quail, and some doves. Uh-huh. And when I told her we were doing that, I think she really was not enthused. But she's come around now that I've got the big social media following, and she sees how happy it makes me. And then I've got an almost 3-year-old daughter who loves it. So they've come around. They all have t-shirts now. So
now that it's part of your living, they're like, oh, okay, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's read this page. Gouldian Finch. The Gouldian Finch, Chloebia gouldiae. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Chloebia gouldii.
Chloebia gouldii. Also known as the Lady Gouldian Finch, Gould's Finch, or the Rainbow Finch, is a colorful passerine bird that is native to Australia.
Taxonomy. The Gouldian Finch was described by British ornithological artist John Gould in 1844 as Amadina gouldii, in honor of his deceased wife, Elizabeth. The specimens were sent to him by Benjamin Binot, although they had been described some years before by Jacques Bernard Hornbron and Honoré Jacquinot. It is also known as the Rainbow Finch, Gould's Finch, or the Lady Gouldian Finch, and sometimes just Gould. The Gouldian Finch is sister to the parrot finches in the genus Eurythura.
Description. Both sexes are brightly colored with black, green, yellow, and red markings. The females tend to be less brightly colored. One major difference between the sexes is that the male's chest is purple, while the female's is a lighter mauve.
It's not like genitals? The major difference isn't genitals, it's the color?
Yeah, so all birds, fun fact, have internal genitalia. So a lot of species like Karen's Java finches are completely sexually indistinguishable. Yeah, that's the reason, for instance, in birds, most females tend to be the larger of the sexes because they have to be able to fit an egg inside and males don't.
Oh my gosh, I just imagined that, you know, they had just like hanging genitals, but I guess that's not true at all.
No, they have internal testicles on the males and females. Everything's inside. So they both have a cloaca or a vent at that area and everything else is inside.
I was going to ask about the cloaca, but you answered it for me. And then you wanted to tell us something about the taxonomy going back for a second, right?
Yeah, so this is the reason, and I mentioned my wife already. She's my best friend and my very tolerant, supportive wife. And this story kind of reminds me of her, not the wife dying part, but the good part. So John Gould and his wife, so he's actually a taxidermist by trade in 1800s London. And he made friends with a guy that y'all have probably heard of called Charles Darwin. And so when Charles Darwin is describing all these species and coming up with, you know, modern science with related to animals, most of the bird species he would send, and they would actually take either live or dead or sometimes just field drawings when he says, they talk about specimens here, like, you know, in the part that you read, Rachel, where it says the specimens were sent. Those are probably dead birds. And his wife was an incredible artist, Elizabeth. So she would draw, like if you look at the old natural resources, like if you go to like a museum of natural resources or something, you'll see these old drawings and then the species description. So they'll usually have a male and a female and then the drawing underneath. So she was the one that did the artwork. And so they had a total of 8 children. At this time they have 6 and they go to Australia. They leave 6 kids with mom and dad and go to Australia to look at all the birds there. And that's a bigger deal then than it was now. It involved like a long ship journey in like not great conditions. So they get there, she has child number 7 in Australia. So I guess they were doing something besides falling overboard on the ship. And they go on this big adventure. They come back to England and she passes away in childbirth of child number 8. And so he's horribly sad about that, but he comes up with a way to honor her. And he says, this is the prettiest bird I've ever seen. She was the prettiest woman I'd ever seen. So he names the bird after his wife. And aww. I think that's wonderful. And so until that, you know, they're long gone, but to this day, everybody knows that Lady Gould was a beautiful woman because look at this bird.
Maybe he could have bought her health care. I'm just kidding.
I don't think they had that back then.
Gouldian finches are about 125 to 140 millimeters long. Gouldian finches' heads may be red, black, or yellow. Formerly considered 3 different kinds of finches, it is now known that these are color variants that exist in the wild. Selective breeding has also developed mutations. Blue, yellow, and silver instead of a greenback. In both body and breast color.
There are several prominent rounded tubercles with an opalescent luster at the back of the gape. These tubercles are commonly and incorrectly described as phosphorescent in spite of much scientific evidence to the contrary. It is believed that these tubercles simply reflect light and are not luminescent.
It is believed, it's not known for sure. What do you think?
Yeah, not a lot of research into finches, unfortunately. With the exception of like the zebra finch, which is actually used for like as a basically another kind of lab rat. And there's only about, I don't know what the exact count is today, but between like 2,000 and 5,000 Gouldian finches left in the wild. They're almost extinct in the wild due to habitat loss. And so there's not a lot to study about them. I mean, I've seen this in person a ton, right? So when I breed them, they have all this. If you looked on my Instagram, you can see video of it. And when they're born, they have these balls that they're talking about on the sides of their mouth and also in the back of their throat, it kind of glows. And that's so in the dark of the nest, the parents can see their baby's mouths and feed them and vice versa. But that's what they're talking about there. They're really not visible in adult birds at all, but in the babies, it's really noticeable. It looks like, I mean, imagine if you had a couple of Christmas ornaments just like hooked to your teeth at the ends of your mouth.
High res babies.
Yeah, it's really cool to see.
Awesome.
Distribution and habitat. Prior to the Australian government's ban on the export of Australian fauna, Gouldian finches were exported worldwide. These birds have resulted in viable breeding populations being held in many countries.
Conservation status. The number of Gouldian finches has decreased quite dramatically during the 20th century. Their habitat has been reduced or altered. Early research indicated a parasite called the air sac mite was responsible for the decline of the species. This is no longer considered to be a major factor. In general, Gouldian finches are susceptible to diseases and viral infections. Their beautiful colors mean that they are easily caught by predators. That is a sad sentence.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's tough out there for a Gouldian finch.
Fires are listed as the primary threat to the natural populations.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you go try to save your Gouldian finch.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Hopefully, the Gouldian finches were, you know, made better somehow by your efforts.
Behavior. Outside the breeding season, Gouldian finches often join mixed flocks consisting of long-tailed finches and mast finches. Flocks can consist of up to 1,000 to 2,000 individuals. During the breeding season, they are normally found on rough scree slopes where vegetation is sparse. In the dry season, they are much more nomadic and will move to wherever their food and water can be found.
Feeding. Like other finches, the Gouldian finch is a seed eater. They eat up to 30% of their body weight each day. During the breeding season, Gouldian finches mainly feed on ripe and half-ripe grass seeds of sorghum. During the dry season, they mainly forage on the ground for seeds. During the wet season, Spinifex grass seed, Triodia sp, is an important part of their diet. So far, Gouldians have been recorded eating 6 different species of grass seed, but researchers have yet to find evidence of insect consumption.
I've got it in my aviary if they ever called.
Oh, really? You've seen it yourself? Yeah.
So I've got other, like, African finches and stuff like that that are much more insectivorous. Like, they'll even take mosquitoes, like, on the wing. So, like, while flying, they'll snag one out of the air like a fighter jet.
Cool.
Oh, wow. I put out mealworms and other stuff. Yeah, it's really great in my backyard that I don't have mosquitoes. So I put out, like, mealworms and little crickets, all kinds of small stuff, and then also whatever just gets into the aviary, and the Gouldians will eat it. Absolutely. Breeding. Gouldian finches will usually make their nests in tree holes, which is why they're susceptible to fire, by the way. Dead tree holes, and then dead trees is what burns. They usually breed in the early part of the dry season, where there is plenty of food around. When a male is courting a female, he bobs about and ruffles his feathers in an attempt to show off his bright colors. He will expand his chest and fluff out the feathers on his forehead. After mating, the female will lay a clutch of about 4 to 8 eggs. Both parents help brood the eggs during the daytime, and it is the female who stays on the eggs at night. When the eggs hatch, both parents care for the young. Gouldian finches leave the nest after between 19 and 23 days and are completely independent at 40 days old.
That was great information, but I'm still kind of mad at myself for asking about bird genitals earlier. I'm still thinking about cloacas.
should we just start over?
No, we can't. We've come this far. Gouldian finches have brightly colored gapes and call loudly when their parent birds return so that they are able to find and feed their mouths in the dark nest.
It has been shown that female Gouldian finches from northern Australia can control the sex of their offspring by choosing mates according to their head color. A certain amount of genetic incompatibility between black and red-headed birds can result in high mortality, up to 80%, in female offspring when birds of different head colors mate. If the female mates with a finch of a different head color, this genetic incompatibility can be addressed by overproducing sons, up to a ratio of 4 males to 1 female. This is one of the first proven instances of birds biasing the sex of their offspring to overcome genetic weaknesses. That's crazy.
Wow. Can you imagine if people could do that?
What's the Jeff Goldblum quote, right? Like, life finds a way.
Yeah, I guess it does. Like those frogs that can spontaneously change genders if necessary.
Yeah.
Or do you mean sexes?
Yeah, it's
I don't know what I mean. Neither
and
do you.
I even see this in the aviary, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
So, they'll adjust based on population. But, you know, a lot of coyotes do this too. A lot of animals adjust sexes and clutch sizes as needed to fulfill whatever the genetic need is.
What if they're colorblind?
Well, birds are not. Right. So birds actually see what we see plus into the infrared spectrum. So that's why, like, on parakeets, those little blue things on their chins, like, to other birds, birds look like they're glowing, kind of like they're on fire.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I would love to have bird vision.
Yeah.
They see a lot better than we do.
So, Rachel, what is the title of this page?
Goldie and Finch.
And Jay, what is the title of this page?
Goldie and Finch. I wasn't going to say anything. She's not technically wrong. A lot of people would say it that way, even in aviculture. It's sort of a debated. We can't ask John Gould, right? He's dead. So,
yeah.
Aviculture. Gouldian finches are a popular species in aviculture because of their striking colors and low care requirements. Gouldian finches get along well with other species of grass finch and some other docile species of bird, such as waxbills and parrot finches.
Trapping for aviculture. In the Kimberley district of Western Australia, where most wild Gouldian finch were trapped for aviculture, it was often reported as one of the more common of the 11 finch species. Until 1977, it was trapped in greater numbers than any other finch. From 1897, when finch trapping started in Kimberley, it was the most sought after finch by trappers and the most desired by fanciers. Between the years 1934 and 1939, the Gouldian finch was the most exported single finch species. The Perth Zoo exported 22,064 finches, of which 12,509 were Gouldian. Private dealers exported 35,315 finches, of which 14,504 were Gouldian. The number of finches taken in the 1958 finch trapping season was the largest for 1 year. Of the 38,649 finches taken, 11,286 were Gouldian. The last licensed trapping of Gouldian finch in Western Australia was on the 15th of November, 1981. In that year's finch trapping season, of the 23,450 finches taken, 1,054 were Gouldian. However, it is now illegal to export these birds from Australia.
And then we have lots of pictures of cute finches at the bottom of the page.
So is it illegal now because they're trying to preserve the birds, or are they actually also, like, almost extinct?
So that's a double-edged question. So they're of least concern because they're being bred for the same reasons that they almost got trapped to extinction in the wild. They're being bred in captivity like crazy. So I would say this is probably the third most common finch in captivity behind the zebra finch and the society finch. However, both of those birds are the easiest possible species to breed and take care of. I mean, I'm fairly confident that I could breed zebra finches in a shoebox, but Gouldians are a little bit harder to breed and harder to take care of. Like it talked about earlier in the article, their immune systems aren't super tough and they're a little bit pickier. They're very sensitive to temperature swings. So keeping them outside is always a challenge. So they're not going to go extinct. I mean, there's probably a million plus in captivity that are breeding in the world. In the wild, their numbers are coming up. I saw a report out of New South Wales, which is the more local government in charge of the Kimberley region, I believe, or that may just be where their headquarters is, that said their numbers, I think, have doubled in the last couple decades. So they're making a comeback along with the other birds in the Kimberley. But my understanding is all Australian fauna is restricted from export, basically because they have very unique fauna that was really popular for the pet trade and zoos and everything all over the world. And the Australians basically said, that's enough. We'd like to have some here.
I think that I am going to research a lot about Gouldian finches. I'm going to be all over your Instagram. I'm sure of it.
Speaking of which, do you want to tell us about your Instagram handles and anything else you want to promote?
Yeah. So I've got my Instagram is sort of the big bird in the house follower wise. It's VTHE underscore Javiary. So JAYVIARY. My brother came up with that name. I was trying to think of a name for it, and he gave me the sign.
I think it's nice. I like it.
He gave me the sign for Christmas, so it was decided. And then I'm on YouTube, which I'm trying to grow, and I'd love some YouTube subscribers. And on my YouTube, I have all kinds of DIY and bird keeping tips and information for any listeners that may also be bird people. And that's the same handle, the Javiary. I don't believe there's an underscore in that one, but basically, all my socials have the same name and they're all connected. So if you find one, you can link to all the other ones.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Gouldian finch.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your 70 plus birds.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.